The Major League Baseball season is underway, but fans of the more than 200 minor league teams have to wait a little longer. Their season starts on Thursday. The Montgomery Biscuits will take on the Chattanooga Lookouts, and the Sacramento River Cats visit the Tacoma Rainiers. And while the quality of the play isn't bad, sometimes at least, NPR's Jeff Brady reports it's the silly names and mascots that help teams attract attention and fill the seats.
How about those Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, or the Beloit Snappers, Burlington Bees, Lansing Lugnuts, Savannah Sand Gnats, or the ever-popular Albuquerque Isotopes? You probably know where that name comes from. The Simpsons. In this 2001 episode, Homer learns that the Springfield Isotopes are secretly being moved to Albuquerque. A hot dog with mesquite-grilled onions and jalapeno relish gives it away.
That's the kind of bold flavor they enjoy in Albuquerque!
He's right!
Yeah.
Back in 2003, when the Calgary Cannons were being moved to Albuquerque, the local newspaper ran a naming contest, and the overwhelming favorite was the Isotopes. Steve Hurlburt is a spokesman for the team, and he says a catchy name is important in minor league baseball.
I think, first and foremost, it comes down to what it would look like on a hat or a T-shirt, and the ability to then ultimately sell said hat and T-shirt.
Silly names and creative marketing have improved minor league baseball's bottom line substantially. Last year, more than 42 million people attended games. That's an all-time record. Ticket sales were close to $175 million, and since 1994, net income for teams has increased twofold. Steve Hurlburt says mascots are an important attraction, especially for families with kids. The Isotopes have Orbit the Dog. He arrived on that spaceship that supposedly landed down in Roswell, New Mexico. In Toledo, there are the Mud Hens, which is a nickname for a local native bird, the American Coot. I asked announcer Jason Griffin about his team's mascot.
We have several mascots, as a matter of fact. We have Muddy the Mud Hen. We have Madonna, which is our female mascot.
In Hickory, North Carolina, the mascot is Conrad the Crawdad. Despite our best efforts, NPR was not able to land an interview with Conrad. He doesn't talk. In a pinch, we reached the one talking mascot in the minor leagues, Sea Wolf, with the Erie Sea Wolves.
My favorite thing to do is to shoot my T-shirt gun into the crowd. I also walk around talking to people, and of course, having my tail pulled, which I do not like at all.
Just like the players on his team, C looks up to the majors. Despite being a wolf, his favorite mascot is the San Diego Chicken. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
And if you want to get a look at Conrad the Crawdad or see a list of other silly team names, go to npr.org.